This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about giving the gift of forgiveness. We're all familiar with that common saying about forgiveness, that it is less about the other person and more about oneself, because until we forgive, we can't be totally free. But today, I'm thinking about what is possible in another person's life once we forgive them. In other words, the transforming power that's inherent in forgiveness. And when I turn to the scriptures, I look at the life of Mary Magdalene. We know that she had a sinful past and that she was a very afflicted woman. In Luke 8:2, we learn that Jesus cast out 7 evil spirits from her. He was able to look beyond her past and express forgiveness for her sins. He really showed compassion for her. And as a result, what happened? Mary Magdalene became a devoted follower of Christ. She is a woman who would become revered by other saints and other believers. Forgiveness transformed Mary Magdalene. So I'm asking the question, who do you need to forgive this holiday season? Making it less about you and more as a gift for them. That's just something to contemplate. And as you do that, cling to these words. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. Mark 11:25. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, give the gift of forgiveness to someone who really needs it.